Hey, I have a theory, and I don't know if you've talked about it on the air or not, because I've been gone
okay.
this week, about Peter Pan, the peanut butter, and Peter Pan, the movie.
Okay.
Don't you find it ironic that I think Disney and ConAgra Foods are in cahoots?
Why do you think?
Because don't you think it's weird that they had the big salmonella incident, and then shortly after, Disney released Peter Pan, the movie? So little kids are like, oh my gosh, Mom, there's peanut butter with Peter Pan on it. We got to buy it.
Hmm. So you think Disney's trying to kill the small children that like their movies?
No. I think they're trying to boost the sales of the peanut butter.
Oh. I was going to say, because killing your own audience with salmonella is not a good move.
No, because then they can't buy more movies.
Right. That's why I didn't advocate eating Peter Pan. I said, you know, choosing moms like me, choose Jif.
Yes, you know? I choose Jif.
Do you choose Jif?
Yes, I do.
Way to go.
Because it's best.
So, well, thanks for pointing that conspiracy out for sure. I could see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Great foresight on their part that there would be a salmonella scare before they released the DVD.
Yeah. Hmm. So they had boost of sales, so they brought Peter Pan out of them. And
stuff.
You know, clean up their peanut butter and get it off the shelf.
Yep. Take my peanut butter and go home.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Bye. That ended odd. Okay, 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Hey, Stubbs. Damn, you guys are busy this morning, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's Ted. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Ted, yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I just wanted to give a shout-out to them girls over there at the Regis in Salina Mall.
Why is that?
They really know how to treat a guy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You have some pretty killer hair going on right now?
Well, it's my wife, you know, but they make her look pretty good there. They know how to do a comb over.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, that's good to know. We appreciate that endorsement, man. I'll have to go check that out when I start losing more of my hair or when my wife does.
Yeah, they take care of you over there.
All right, bro. Well, thanks for the call.
All righty, you bet.
See ya.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. You can talk about whatever you want. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I got an Irish form.
An Irish form?
I'm looking at Irish form, like poetry. You know.
Oh, poem.
You know Rick. I mean, Rick Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle, Vanilla
the
Ice?
The one that's the sleeping ass. I mean, the man that slept a long time.
Okay.
He was Irish.
Yeah, let's hear the poem.
And, that's right. Tony, help me. That's all. We're going to do this real quick.
Okay.
It's the free for all Friday.
All right.
It'll never be free for you blacks again.
Okay.
Let me see.
We're back.
Oh, Danny boy. The pipes are blowing. From glen to glen, and around the mountainside. Skippity over, skippity over. I forgot the rest of the words.
Ah, good enough.
A shot of Irish whiskey.
And this is wonderful to all the Irish people. Because that bastard of an ex-husband I married, his last name is MacNeil. He from the Irish. And I want to, Lord, if I was on the East Coast, well, I'd fellowship with him.